Remarks of the President, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, 6 October 1952.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now I'm greatly enjoying this trip through Colorado. You know, when I was here before, 1948, it was 7:30 in the morning. And I didn't think that anybody would be up at that time of day, but the people turned out. They wanted to hear the facts. They wanted to listen. And I see you're doing better at this time of day, and I appreciate it more than I can tell you. I have enjoyed having a visit with your congressman, Wayne Aspinall, about your progress out here and your problems. Be sure and send him back to Congress, because he has Colorado's interest at heart, and he does his job as well as any congressman in the Congress. And I'd like very much to see you vote for... John William Metzger. I've known him a long time. He's a good man, and he'll make you a good governor. My principal interest in being out here, however, is to get you to understand the issues, some of the issues in this campaign, and to understand also that the Democrats have nominated a man to head the ticket and a man for vice president, two men who are unbeatable so far as ability and honor and everything else is concerned. You'll never have better candidates for the office of president than Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. You can make no mistake for voting for them. I'm not running for office this time. I didn't know whether you knew that or not. But I want to leave the government of the United States in good hands. Adlai Stevenson is one of the best qualified men ever to run for president. He's been a great governor of a great state, and he has a lot of experience in foreign affairs. John Sparksman is one of the best men that the Senate has ever had in it. And I spent 10 years in the Senate myself, so you know I'm paying him a high compliment. One of the things that is most important in your progress and prosperity out here is the federal program of reclamation and power projects. I've been telling the people in the West that the Republican Party is against these projects. And I've been exposing the record, showing how the Republicans in Congress have voted to hinder and obstruct and slash appropriations for these great dams and irrigation systems and power lines. A Republican spokesman piped up the other day and said this is unfair, that a Republican started the reclamation program. That's right. It was a Republican, Theodore Roosevelt, back in 1902, who started it. He was a Republican who had a great sympathy for the West. And do you know what happened to him? He was thrown out of the Republican Party by the Wall Street bankers. He had to go out and set up a party of his own, the Bull Moose Party. And the special interest groups have run the Republican Party ever since. The Republican Party always kicks out its liberals or whips them into line. I could tell you a lot about this, and I will before this campaign's over. The reason the Republican Party can't really be in favor of reclamation and public power is that they let the private power lobby write their policies for them. The private power lobby has been spending millions of dollars to persuade the people that everything from TVA to Boulder Dam is creeping socialism. So naturally, the Republicans have to call it the same thing. But it isn't. It's a good American program of developing the resources of the people for the benefit of the people. And the Democratic Party has been doing it through Congress and getting it done in spite of Republican opposition. One of the best things for this whole part of Colorado would be the proposed Colorado River Storage Project. It would bring more electric power, newer and bigger industries to this area. It would mean thousands of acres of new irrigated land and more water for farms. The plans for this project are just about complete. They're being drawn up in the Department of the Interior under the Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Oscar Chapman. I don't have to tell you people here in Colorado about your fellow citizen, Oscar Chapman. He's one of the greatest friends the people of the West ever had. After Oscar Chapman has approved these plans for the Upper Colorado River Storage Project, they come to the White House. They have to be approved by the president, and then they go to Congress. Now, I won't be president, when that project gets to the White House. And I can't make any promises for the man who will be there. But I can tell you this. If Governor Stevenson is the president, it will be considered on its merits and decided in the best interest of the people. And his decision won't be dictated by the private power lobby. And that's a lot more than I can say for the Republican candidate. I'm afraid he might say that this project is applying the philosophy of the left to the government, and it might help the housewife get the dishes washed. So he'll be against it. And that's what he's been saying about some of the government dams and power projects that are under construction and have been built in these areas. If you want the Upper Colorado Storage Project, you better vote Democratic. Some of you were a little careless up here in 1948 and didn't vote the Democratic ticket. But you better be more careful this time. The situation is of vital importance to the welfare of the country. And I tell all the people when I talk to them that their interests are at stake. You yourselves are the ones who have the interest in this election. When you vote on November the 4th, you vote for yourselves because you are the government. You either vote for progress, you either vote for the improvement of the resources of this country and for the benefit of the people, or you vote against yourselves. You vote for a backward-looking crowd who do not believe in the things that have made this great West great. Now, consider these things. And on election day, use your own good judgment for your own best interest. Vote the Democratic ticket straight, and then the country would be safe for another 4 years for the welfare and benefit of the nation as a whole and for the people that make up the nation. Thank you very much. Now...